Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We are so glad to have all of you with us today on this Ascension Sunday. It is 40 days. Well, technically, Ascension always falls on Thursday, but we always celebrate it on the Sunday after. 40 days after Jesus' resurrection. And then next Sunday, then, is Pentecost Sunday, as we will be celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit and all of that. So we are so glad to see you on this Sunday morning, and we're so glad this beautiful, beautiful day, this Memorial Day weekend, and a little bit later on during our prayer time, we'll be having a moment of silence as we remember those who gave their lives for our freedoms, for our nation on this Memorial Day weekend. And also then later on, we'll be talking about Jesus' ascension and the result of that. And it involves the name of Jesus. So I asked that question, what's in a name? So we'll be doing that a little bit later on. But we want to welcome you, and we want to welcome all of those that are listening online later on. And so as we begin this morning, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. The power and majesty of God surpasses all. The reign of Christ surpasses all. Let us join with all heaven and earth and sing. Let's join together and do that this morning by turning in our hymn books to hymn number 4, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be doing the first 3 verses this morning. Together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, you have revealed to us a power that has no parallel. That may the eyes of our hearts be enlightened to this power and all it has done in our lives. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may sing of your glory and of your grace. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And our next hymn this morning is My Country, 'Tis of Thee, hymn number 609. And we're going to be doing, I believe it's the first, second, and fourth verse there this morning. You can also follow along on the PowerPoint.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's cry, from every mountain side, let freedom ring. My name.
Going to invite our kids this morning that are with us. I believe there's a couple of them. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Cool. Okay. Now I want every one of you. Oh, here comes the others. If you can help me out this morning, I want you to tell me your names, okay? We'll start over here, and we'll move down this way, each one of you. Tell me your name, okay? Katie, can you tell me your name?
Garrett.
What is it?
Garrett.
Okay, thank you. Garrett, okay.
Ivan,
good.
Yeah.
Charlotte. Oh, Caroline, yeah, okay. She's like, that's not my name. I like your shoes this morning, those are pretty. After nice having you with shoes on today. So, and my name is Jason. Jason. I wonder what your names mean. I'd be curious to know. I'd have to look them up. So I was online this week. And I found this one page that had names in the Bible. But then I found this other webpage that had 94 pages. 94 pages of names. And what those names meant. Now, I don't know what all of your names mean. I'd have to get on that website and look them all up. But I'm sure if you ask your mom or dad or your grandparents about your name, they could either find out for you or they might be able to tell you why they named you the name you have. Now, my name is Jason, and I do know what that means. I found out a long time ago what that means. Jason's name means healer. And there's a story in the book of Acts in the Bible about a guy named Jason. Most people don't know it because his name is only in a couple verses that talks about how he helped out at one of the churches that I think it was Paul and Barnabas were at. But don't quote me on that. So it's been a while since I've looked it up. So each one of our names has a specific reason behind it. Do you know what Jesus' name means? God saves, or God rescues. And that's what Jesus did for us. And that's why we celebrate. Oh,
Gosh, I forgot to change it.
I'm going to do it again anyway, so even if I got to get up. Yes. So,
we're told that because God's power was at work in Christ Jesus, when God raised him from the dead, and now Jesus sits at God's right hand in the throne, right next to God. And do you know what? And I talked a little bit about it, I think it was either last week or the week before. Do you know what Jesus is doing for us? He's praying for us to God every day. He represents us. Jesus, the human being that died and gave his life for us, he represents us in heaven. And so he loves us and wants the best for us. And when we're struggling, or when we're hurt, or when we're crying, or when we're in pain, Jesus knows, and he loves us, and he prays for us, and asks God to help us whatever we're facing in life. Okay? And that's why his name is above all other names. Not my name, not your name. Even though sometimes when you hear that name hollered out by mom or dad, and I'll use mine because I don't know all your full names. Jason, William, you get in here. Oh, when I heard that, I knew I was probably in trouble and had to go talk to mom or dad, whoever wanted what. Usually it was dad that said that. But we know. Not my name, not your name, but Jesus' name. And that's why we can pray. We're told to pray in Jesus' name and call on God or Jesus whenever we're hurting or in need. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs this morning.
And we are going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us this morning before we go to prayer. Is there someone this morning that would like to share this morning?
Junior Francis? Yes.
We want to remember Junior Francis in our prayers. He fell this week and broke his femur, right? Broke his femur and had surgery. He came through the surgery rather well. But we want to keep him in our prayers as he's going to be recovering, because that's a long recovery, especially as you're older. And I don't know, how old is Junior? Has he hit 90 yet? He's got to be getting close, yeah. So, someone else, joy or concern?
We need to keep Janet Foster. She's still having breathing issues, but her blood thing is that just
okay. And thank you for sharing that. So we want to remember Janet in our prayers, who's still having breathing issues. Someone else this morning. Anyone else this morning?
A joy being my new softball team is going to state this Friday.
I was wondering if somebody was going to share it this morning. I had to figure some grandparents or somebody would this morning. Yes, I saw it on Facebook yesterday. In fact, yesterday afternoon, I said something to Jody. I said, "Hey, have you seen on Facebook whether how the girls did?" And she goes, "No, I haven't." And I said, "Oh, that might not be good news." And then a little bit later on in the evening, I got on Facebook and Lisa had posted it and said that they were state bound. So that's a wonderful thing. And we were rejoicing with those young ladies and their hard work. So someone else. Yeah. The shooting, yes, in Texas. Yeah, so we want to remember that definitely this morning, and those families and the lives that were affected there. Someone else this morning.
Just
Yes.
My niece's grandson's back in UCF Hospital of Children's. He's 12. He's in traction for 6 weeks. They're trying to straighten him up. He's already had over 5 surgeries.
What's his name?
Gerald, G-A-R-R-Y-L.
Okay, Gerald. Okay, like Harold, but Gerald, yeah.
And then at the end of the month, he has another 5 surgeries.
Okay. So we want to remember him in our prayers this morning for Gerald. Someone else, yes.
Acquaintance of mine is having some surgery at OSU this week.
Okay. Can you share, or you want to keep it? Okay, that's fine. We know God knows, and definitely know that God knows the need there. Someone else? Anyone else this morning?
Katie Maitland's not back yet.
Yes, and we want to, she's in our list there this morning. Kay Maitland has recovered from surgery and is now at Troy Rehab. And she will be there probably for however long they deem that she gets her strength back and everything, especially after having surgery on her hip. And so we want to remember Kay this morning. Has anybody heard about Greg or anything there? Yes. Okay, yeah, because I haven't even heard any of the outcome. Was it considered cancer then?
There is a tumor, and they don't know.
Really? Okay.
But it's at a really, really tough place for them to remove, and so that's the hard part.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes they do treatments to try to shrink, and then maybe they can do... I don't even know what the other doctor is that you mentioned.
Endocrinologist.
Endocrine system? Okay, yeah. So we want to continue then praying for Greg, and he's going to be on, I'm pretty positive that he is in our new monthly prayer concerns, and we want to remember him. Also, I'm asking for your prayers for my brother Mike. He's in his early 70s. And he, I don't know if you, any of you know, some of you that's been here quite a while know the story about when he was like 59, he had a massive heart attack. And two of the nurses that were at the fair, the Miami County Fair that day, saved his life. He had to have 7 stents put in. And then about, 7, 8 years later, he had open heart surgery. And but the left side of his heart is only functioning at about 20%, and we're concerned because fluid is starting to build up. And I would appreciate your prayers for him. He does need kind of a miracle for strength for his heart, and I appreciate your prayers for him this morning. And also, we want to continue praying for. Ben Wilson, the young man that had that rare tumor, rare form of cancer, and he definitely needs a miracle too, and your prayers also for him. He is on our monthly list, and I put my brother Mike on there too, and so I appreciate that, yeah.
My dad had a PET scan this week, but we don't know the results on it.
Okay. So we want to remember Bruce in our prayers and the results of this PET scan. And anybody else then this morning? Yes.
I think we should praise the Miami School District. I went to the graduation and they listed everything that the students in the school have got awards and accomplishments for. I think we should really be proud of that.
Yes, and definitely can continue to do that. And in fact, even speaking about that, as all of our schools, we already know that there's teachers that are quitting and no longer serving across our nation because of everything. And then these kind of things just make it even worse, and definitely need that. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah. Okay. And we know the Lord knows that this morning. And someone else. Is there any others this morning? Oh, yes.
I just have a joy and update on my student who had the open heart surgery. He was home within 4 days. Didn't even hardly take Tylenol. He just powered through and he was a trooper with it.
So oh, that's wonderful.
He came to our school picnic. Oh. He's doing well.
And I bet all the kids were glad to see him there. Yes, so wonderful. Anybody else? Yes.
Well, talking about graduates, our grandson Carter is graduating from Covington today.
Today, okay. Well, that congratulations on that. Yes, and I knew that, but I kind of forgot about it. But yes, someone else. Anybody else? All right. As she plays this morning, it'll give you a chance to pray for some of these names that have been mentioned, those that come maybe back to your mind, and lift them up, and then I'll close us out in prayer. Pause this morning, we are just so thankful for your blessings in our lives. And through everything that we have faced in the last few years, not only as a community, as a nation, a state, but even as countries around the world have just faced so much. And we just want to give you thanks for all your goodness, for all your blessings, and for your faithfulness in our lives, that we can look to you and trust you in times of need. And we lift up those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we think of Junior today, who's recovering from surgery. We ask for your healing touch. For Janet with these breathing issues that we lifted up last week, we ask your healing touch. For Gerald this morning, who is going to be having spine surgery again and has been going through this over a period of years. And we just ask for your healing touch and grace there. We pray for Bruce, Lord, and we're just trusting you for a good report from the results of this test coming up. And we just ask your touch there. We pray for Greg this morning, Lord, with this tumor in this pituitary gland area, Lord, and they're trying to figure out how to work and do here. We just pray for wisdom and guidance with our doctors, and we pray for your healing touch and grace there upon his body in that area, God. Lord, we lift up Mike, Lord. We ask for strength, supernatural strength with his heart. We ask that your touch would be with him, your healing touch there. We lift up Ben, Lord, with this rare form of cancer that he's been diagnosed with, God. We pray for your healing touch and your grace there. We lift up these Texas families that have been affected by what has happened there, the tragedy that has happened and unfolded there. We pray for your grace. We pray for peace and love and faith in all of this situation, and that you will continue to give our leaders down there in Texas, in that community and state, and across our nation wisdom and guidance, Lord. And we pray for this unknown person that is having surgery this week. God, we just ask that you would bless and guide and lead there. And bless the surgeons, Lord, that everything will go okay. We continue to lift up Kay to you as she is recovering and going through rehab now. We just ask for your strength and your healing touch and grace to be with her. And Lord, we lift up not only Miami East Schools, Lord, we're grateful and thankful for the community schools that we have here, but we think of our schools across our nation, Lord. And we just ask your continued blessing and protection and hand. And as they're coming into summer break, Lord, that you'll refresh them as so many of our teachers and administrators and staff and support workers and all those are worn out and tired because of everything that has happened over the last 3 years. And God, we just ask your blessing and touch upon each of them today. And Lord, If I forgot anybody, Lord, we just ask your continued touch. Lord, if there's some that maybe some couldn't share, but there's needs today, we just ask that you would meet those needs as only you can do. As we trust you today, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list. And Lord, so many of them that are battling cancer and various illnesses, Lord, that your healing touch and grace would be with each of them. Lord, we continue to pray for Ukraine and the situation there. God, we continue to pray that there will be a way for peace to come about somehow, some way, and that you'll continue to grant grace and strength in the midst of so much that's going on there. And Lord, we continue to lift up our world today. And not only that, but our nation. And Lord, we're thankful and grateful for your goodness and kindness in the midst of everything that has happened, and that your presence would be real in the midst of the things that our world is facing today. And we're thankful for that today. Now, Lord, we just take a moment this morning to give you thanks as we, as a nation of the United States, take this weekend to remember those who gave their lives for our freedom, for our nation, and we're grateful and we're thankful today as we take and pause for a moment of silence as we remember today and this morning. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness. I ask for your blessing upon the rest of this service this morning. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you speak to us and encourage us and send us forth with full of faith because of your word today that'll go forth. And we thank you for all of these things and all of those blessings and all of the joys that were shared today. As we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline an ear to us and grant us thy peace.
Thank you for taking time to join with us in prayer today. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we, again, thank you so much for your faithful giving. It's how we continue to do the work of the ministry here and the Church of Jesus Christ. And we thank God that God makes ways where sometimes there seems to be no way. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Bless these gifts, O God, that we might worship you and serve your people in love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. They are the Ascension Sunday lectionary passages. The first one comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 49 through 52. And then the second reading will come from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. So let's begin there with Luke 24. Look, I am sending you what the Father promised. But you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power. Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, where he lifted his hands and blessed them. And as he blessed them, he left them and was taken to heaven. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem, overwhelmed with joy. And then, from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23, God's power was at work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and set him at God's right side in the heavens, far above every ruler and authority and power and angelic power, any power that might be named, not only now but in the future. God put everything under Christ's feet and made him head of everything in the church, which is his body. His body, the church, is the fullness of Christ, who fills everything in every way. That is God's reading, scripture reading for us this morning. And I pray that the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a Russian soldier, a Bulgarian farmer, and Larry, who lives with his parents in their basement, they were gathering together for a hammer throwing event. The Russian throws first, 85 meters. He was interviewed later. He says, "I'm from a military family, which gives me discipline." Then the Bulgarian throws 88 meters. He tells the reporter, "I'm from a farming family, and this gives me strength." Well, it's Larry's turn. He slings the hammer 95 meters, winning gold. Later explains, "I'm from a long line of lazy people, and I was taught if anyone ever puts a hammer in your hand, throw it as far away as you can." I want to talk to you this morning about what's in a name. What's in a name? Mark, warlike. Shirley, bright meadow. Jennifer, fair lady. Jeffrey, God's peace. Jesus, God saves. What's in a name? Paul reminds the Ephesian Christians that we read this morning that Jesus has been raised from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God. His name is above every other named reality in all of the universe. There's no name, no power, no experience that can overshadow, outdistance, or overcome what Jesus has done for the world and what he does and is doing for us every day. As we ponder that question this morning, what's in a name? I want us to reflect a little bit and think about what the name of Jesus means for us today. And we're going to begin by just talking a little bit about names in general. So let's begin there first. What do names do? Well, they help us handle reality in a real sense when you think about it. First of all, names help us identify. This is no surprise to us. Parents take great care to select a name for their baby. I've always been amazed that when parents will pick a name where the kid could be teased or made fun of or something like that, like John Lennon, or, you know, just some other names that have been around that were people that were famous and somehow they did it. It's interesting that my great niece named her kids kind of some interesting names. One is River. And so there's just a variety of names. But I think a lot of times as parents, we pick a name because it sticks with us, or there's something about that name that jumped out. And many times parents know that the name that they give to their child is going to identify their child for a lifetime. Some families have traditions about naming kids, especially those that are in other countries of the world. There's certain reasons why they name their kids the names they do, because they part of the name specifies something that could be true about family. Like sometimes we do, you know, where we name, especially like the middle names, you know, like Jason William. William after my great-grandfather. And Chase is also Chase William, you know. And Chase comes from his grandmother's maiden name. And so just different things and different reasons why we do that. But there's also other names that we use to identify things. And some of them I know about. Some of them I don't know about. I know my wife may know about this first one. Glubia. Does anybody know what the glubia is? It's the space between your eyebrows. Here's another one. I never knew what the name of this was. Aglet. Does anybody know what an aglet is? An aglet is either the plastic or metal piece at the end of your shoestrings. Here's an interesting one that I did not know about. I hope I can pronounce it right. Decennia. Decennia. The condition of finding it difficult to get out of bed in the morning. And here's another one that I did not know about. And when I first heard the word, it made me think of something else. Nibbling. Nibbling. I thought, well, sure, I like the nibbling on things. No, it's a name term for your niece and nephews. Like siblings refer to your brothers or sisters. All kinds of things about names. And I just thought I would share those because I thought some of them were kind of funny and some of them were like, I didn't know that. Names help us identify things. Also, names help us understand. If you remember back in high school when you had to take science or geology or something like that, we categorize the panorama of history by giving different names to the ages. The Ice Age, the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, the Modern Age, or the Postmodern Age. Why do we do that? Because they help us understand different periods of times in history and what happened and what life was like on the planet during that time. But also, names help us remember. We characterize events with names so that we remember their importance. You'll know all of these when I mention them. The Depression. The Holocaust. The Civil Rights Movement. The Cold War. 9/11. We don't have to say, all we have to do is mention them. And a whole myriad of things start to come into our mind when we think about them and what life was like or what we went through at those times. I can remember in first and second grade, early on, us still having to get under our desks because of the Cold War. If something nuclear attack would happen or something like that. So names are part of our life. They're a part of our lives and they help us put handles on reality. And they always say that sometimes when you go through things in life and those things either hurt you or affected you, one of the first and most important things you need to do is to be able to name them. Because when you name them, you are taking power away from that thing or person or whoever that hurt you or did something to you. So names are very significant. And that brings me to something then that Paul talks a lot about. And that's the name of Jesus or the name of Christ. And I didn't know how to exactly word it, so I settled on this. And I hope it helps you to understand this way. The name of Jesus centers us in life. There's a lot that goes on that's talked about in our world in psychology and pop psychology. And if you're like to watch some of those talk shows and different things, and sometimes you hear them talking about finding their center and being focused in life and having purpose and all of that. And Scripture talks about having a purpose and that we've been made in God's image and we have a purpose in life. And in Scripture, Paul talks a lot about how the name of Jesus, because of what he has done, is significant. And it centers us in faith and trust so that we can go forward and live our lives. And so I want to touch on three of those real quickly here. First of all, his name is the means of our identity with God. We all, I would hope all of us, if we haven't, then we can fix that. We all have been baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Spirit. That's the way I always baptize, because that was part of Jesus' great commission. But also throughout Acts, it talks about where people were baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. He is our identifying connection with God. And when we're baptized in him, we identify with him. Remember earlier, I said names is what helped us identify things. It's the same with Jesus. Jesus' name identifies us as God's children, as believers in his name, as being a part of the body of Christ. And our identity in him helps each of us to know that we are loved, we are welcomed, and we are accepted by God. And whenever you're struggling or having a battle in your mind, wondering if God loves you or accepts you the way you are, you look to Jesus, because he demonstrated that in and for us in the way he ministered in his life and everything. Also, second thing there is his name helps us understand we are loved. We are loved. Yes, I mentioned that a moment ago, but I wanted to talk a little bit more. Jesus, through everything he did, Jesus demonstrated God's love through his life, through his ministry, through his death, through his resurrection. And now, even as he sits at the Father's right hand and has been given authority and power and a name that is above every name, as Paul says in Philippians chapter 2. Because as I was trying to tell with the kids, and I don't know if they fully understood that, but he represents us before God through all of life. He represents us. He came and became a human being and gave his life, and he was resurrected and given, and he's in a resurrection body, and he represents humanity before God, praying for us, forgiving, blessing, all of those things. Think about that. And knowing this gives us confidence in living and in loving others. So when we're struggling and we're going through difficult times in life, or we're facing bad news or issues that we're not sure how to handle, remember that we are loved and that Jesus is praying for us before the Father. Even sometimes when we face certain ones that we find hard to love. And I've had to do this on many occasions. Say, Lord, please let your love flow through me to this person or that person. And that gives us confidence in living life and others. And then his name gives us a power in life. A power. Jesus said in his teachings, especially in the Sermon on the Mount and some other places, he said that we are to pray and ask God in his name. And the Father will hear us and grant as God sees. You know, after he ascended, We also know, as we'll talk about next Sunday, he sent the Holy Spirit who empowers and equips us so that we can live our lives and worship the Lord and carry out our gifts and talents and time and missions and all of that. And it reminds us that we are not alone, that God is with us, that Christ is with us. In fact, he said, I am with you always to the end of the age, to the end of the era, to the end of our lifetime and beyond. He's always with us. You know, if I'm in a dark room, I have a distinct advantage of knowing when I walk into that dark room where the light switch is. There's been a few times where I've had to move to get over to the light switch in that dark room. But knowing where that light switch was made a difference so that I could turn on the lights. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is called the light of the world. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome him. And as Christians, we can name the light that dispels the fears and the shadows and the dark corners of life and existence. And that light is Jesus, the name above every name, who is Lord of life and in whose power we dare face the challenges of every day. I can't remember who sang it. I can't remember how the words go. But there was a song that used to talk about us taking the name of Jesus with us wherever we go. And there was another song that I also remember back in my college days that I heard that went like this. He's as close as the mention of his name, Jesus. You know, Charles Dickens, in his Tale of Two Cities, said this: it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Wait a minute, how can that happen at the same time? How can that happen? Let me tell you, there will always be those worst of times in life. Well, we'll face hardship. We may face unemployment. There may be war. There may be poverty. There may be injustice. There may be hunger, sin and guilt, heartache, disappointments, setbacks, whatever it may be. We may even face those that we've lost to death. But there are also at the same time the best of times as we name the name of Jesus and find our identity in him and God's love and experience courage and hope and peace in the midst of those situations. Let us live each day with the knowledge that Jesus is ascended and is at the right hand of God right now, praying, forgiving, loving, blessing each one of us. By his name we are called and blessed. So take heart, be of good cheer, no matter what life may bring our way. Pray boldly, live boldly. What's in a name? Everything. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a few moments and greet one another and extend a little bit of the blessing of the Lord. And then we'll close out with our chorus, His Name is Wonderful. You can go ahead. His name is wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name.
Join together for our benediction. The power and love of Jesus goes with us. May the love and intercession of the Ascended One go with us as we leave in peace. Amen.